You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Hey, yeah, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, and specifically, you're listening to Fast and Loose, right here on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. And I'm looking out at a fantastic day yesterday. Got a couple songs about running on the playlist, but I have a lot of also really new stuff that I'm excited about. couple new albums that have dropped recently I want to share with you, and some old things that I've sort of like dug up as I have listened to those new things, which I'm excited about anyway. Yeah. Big time shout out to anybody who was on the course yesterday, either cheering or running. It was a hot day, and Boston has a way of really punishing you with those hills at 20. So congratulations to Sam, and AJ and others who are out there running. Way to fight off the heat, get through it. Hopefully you're doing all right now. The cramps have kind of worn off. And let me tell you this, you've sufficiently inspired an entire city once again, because I see a ton of people out there running this morning. And I will see people throughout the summer and myself being like, I got to get there. I got to get into this marathon somehow. It's going to be great. All right, cool, sweet. Let's get to the music. Thank you for listening to this show. Also, read a bunch of great poetry over the weekend.
How you want it to be? Sitting by the waterfront. I should be drifting far enough to reach the shore. It's a clear view. Don't you underestimate me. Flavor, I know that I can live without it. I think I better run, 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 run. I think I better run, 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 run. Then I catch me falling, 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 falling. You gotta play the game, you gotta do it well. are gone. Yeah, the big bad years are done and gone away.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, checking in. You're listening to Fast and Loose here at the 9 a.m. slot Tuesday, post-day of the marathon. I went down with my two daughters to watch the marathon. First time for both of them, considering they are children. And did a really good job of not running into the street, I'll be honest. We went to mile 6 in Framingham, which, if you're listening, heck of a spot. I knew that maybe getting on the tee and riding it all the way out to Heartbreak Hill like I did last year was going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, so I was like looking around, all right, where do I go? And so mile 6 in Framingham, the Fram, was a lot of fun because you could park pretty close, a couple blocks away, walk right in, see like a really fun part of the course. It was 10K, so you knew exactly what the splits were supposed to be, and we caught both groups of elite runners. We caught the first two waves, saw pretty much everybody I was going to see that day, and it was awesome. It was really fun. The weather was great for spectators. I mean, mid-60s, hard to beat, but yeah, it got hot towards the end for sure, I know, for the runners. Hottest day of the year on the humid side, and man, it just gets you. It does, because you train all winter long in these cold temperatures, and you get acclimated, and you're like, oh yeah, whatever. And then all of a sudden, the heat just, it gets you. So again, just for everybody who was out there making it through, pushing on, making that last turn into Boylston, good stuff. I'll also say this, a really fun part of going to the marathon out in Framingham is that there's like a little town plaza get-together coalition. I don't know what organization did this, but there was like a empty parking lot that they set up a bunch of stands in. It was fitness companies. There was random town stuff. You know, Mass Save was there. I feel like anytime there's like a farmer's market or some sort of art street walk thing, or coming up when we have Porch Fest here in Somerville, there's just going to be, Mass Save is going to be there. And they're like, look, has someone come to your house and used that heat camera to look at your windows? Because if not, there's a pile of money for that to happen, and we're trying to get your house to be like as efficient as possible. This isn't even part of the PSA. I just like know that they're doing this, and that like a prominent position in any of these like sort of stand organized, you know, pop-up stand organized events, Mass Save is there to just make sure that you're making your house as efficient as possible. But actually, the best part was they had free popcorn, which the girls loved, and there was a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, which was like clearly just a bunch of high school friends, which I say, like, the bottom of my heart, I loved seeing. The girls had a great time, and it was so fun because anytime you get a high school band, you get like five people that are definitely friends, but definitely also of varying musical talent. And so the guy playing guitar was like clearly awesome and like really serious, because they like cleared the stage out after a couple of songs and he did like two solo, which I'm pretty sure were like Muddy Waters covers. I didn't know, but it was like, this guy knows how to play. It's awesome. And then like you kind of look back and the drummer is like, hey, I looked at the tabs and I like listened to these songs and I'm like, I'm right there, but it's just going to be tough. And that was me in high school. I was the guy that became the drummer when all my friends became musicians of other instruments, just so I could continue to hang out with everybody. And oh man, just brought back so many great memories of like hanging out in my basement, eating pizza from Artolino's, watching It's Alive, which was this like public access program that used to play on Channel 21 Upper St. Clair. They would play these old horror movies and stuff like that. We would just put that on and we'd play for hours and hours and hours and we'd jam. And some of the guys, I mean, there's two guys, Scotty B and Brian, were just absolutely virtuosic talents. And then myself and Matt really were just kind of hanging in there. But key was my basement was the only one that we were allowed to practice in because my parents didn't care. And also being the drummer, it was the one where I could be like, oh, hey, you know, it's hard to move these drums. Anyway, let's get back in there to the music. We're going to just do our point of order here and make sure that we've got our new releases played during the show. So enjoy some of the some new 2024 stuff.
So you Thank you. before, it's okay, you've done it before, it's okay. And it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me, 'cause what is care anyway? I don't know, who's to say? The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away, 'cause you don't know what I'm about, yeah, you don't know. And you don't care, and that's okay, it doesn't matter either way. I'm just a book you throw away, here I go.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. We heard three songs that came out in this year. Gen X Cops from Vampire Weekend, Only God Was Above Us is the album that just came out. It's great. I was just talking to my friend Jordan. Shout out for listening. I think it's the best album since the first one. We're saying a lot because I thought that first self-title was awesome and it's cool. It's cool they're kind of back. They're pushing things. I think I like that too, is that a lot of the stuff that they're, like the harpsichord, or some of the sort of like electronica influence is still there, and that's really cool that they're still kind of like, hey, we want to bring all this stuff back in, still kind of push it a little bit. Each song fits into the album, but is really its own thing. It's great. It's, bring back the album. Bring back the interesting album. And then after that, So Sick of Dreaming from my colleague Maggie Rogers. That's the single off of the album So Sick of Dreaming. So came out a little while ago, but it's fantastic. Definitely a little bit more poppy. Also, too, review of that album and a profile of the artist in the most recent New Yorker, if you're looking to catch up on what's been going on in her life. Finally, Hannah Vu, which I've been pushing this album Romanticism like crazy. I think I've played a song off of this album pretty consistently over the last couple of weeks. It's on in my house a lot. I just think it's great. I just think that this is like, I don't know, sometimes you want to sort of put down the book that you bought at the airport and pick up a classic, or sort of like a modern classic, I would say, in the sense that this has sort of been, I think, the source code for a lot of the stuff that's happening in pop music, especially as it diverges a little bit towards indie rock, as always. That's always my review, too. Ooh, this is going to make people upset. But my review of Taylor Swift, even in a lot of cases, is like, I like her music because she does the things that the indie artists that I listen to do. And that's the, like, I don't know, the staying power of her music is always, for me, lies in the fact that she sort of evolves to meet the moment, which I think in a lot of cases is being sort of produced by the Adam Dresners of the world, I guess. I think that's my review. I got a PSA for you real quick here before we get back to the next set. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Hopefully, that slowly changes. Also, I did hear, and this is maybe a bonus PSA for all you Massachusetts listeners, there is going to be a little bit of an incentive for MassSave to buy electric bikes over the summer. So keep an eye out. I think it's just like rumored. It's whatever the difference between a straight-up announcement and a rumor. It's that. Where it's like the insiders are like, this is going to happen, but nobody has said anything yet. That there's like a rebate program that they want people to get e-bikes because in Boston, we have public transportation. That is great when it works. I'm not going to sit here and besmirch Phil Ng and the T, who on a regular basis on Thursdays gets sort of like trounced by NPR. But good on you, Phil, for just continuing to come in and being like, look, I know the T doesn't work. Okay, I'm on it every day. And I know it doesn't work. But here's the thing. We're fixing it. And it's going to be great. But I think a lot of the people that thought that sort of scooters would solve this final mile problem, I think e-bikes, they really are the difference. And it cites this pilot program that they did out in Worcester where it replaced an e-bike, replaced as many as 3 car trips per week for residents that got them. They gave out like 100 free e-bikes and they said, all right, rigorously calculate every time that this replaces a time that you don't use your car. And it was a significant difference. So that's going to be great, especially because we've got a lot of hills and an e-bike could really help folks get up those hills. Could help me get up the massive hill that I live on. Anyway, let's get back to the music. We'll have just kind of a classic set if you're a listener of this show.
I get anxious too.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. We heard Running by Bully, Runner by Tennis, and Keep Running by Tishi. That's just like a little running set. And also, you know, just you get to delve into the playlist of songs about running that I keep just ever populated, living document populated on my computer. Also failed to mention, sorry you can't call in, 855-915-WMFO. We still kind of have these ongoing problems with the headphone jack, and that makes answering the phones a little bit difficult. However, if you go over to the website and you go to the DJ chat section, I am there, it's open, and looks like the remnants of a conversation about Scandinavian music was happening on Sunday afternoon by someone named Wise Companion and Confident Pioneer. This is great. Anyway, come in there, drop a message, requests, all kinds of stuff. It's fun. And that's on the website in the DJ chat tab on WMFO.org, the way that you might actually be listening to this show anyway. A couple of songs that I unearthed while rooting around for some new stuff to play, some old things. And so that's going to be what we do here to round out the show. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully you're outside, or if you're inside, the window is open. And if you If you live in a place that it's currently the windows that I have are good. So in case you're wondering about a window checkup, but old place, opening the window is a real like, all right, it's summer now, because once I open this thing and it all kind of like creaks open, getting this thing close is going to be like a whole deal. So once these windows are open, it's open. Okay. This is great. Now that I'm kind of like a lot more clued into utilities, this is the time where like no utilities needed. All right. Either you can just, we kind of have this like back screen area. I can just like open up to the door to that, or just like, you know, I think the fluctuation throughout the day are just nice. So anyway, cool. One more set and I'll come back to wish you all, happily ever after. Cool. All right.
I compliment.
Hey, that's going to be it for me. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. This show has been Fast and Loose. Last little bit there, Henry Nowhere, Problems of the Heart, and Holla, What is Love? Tell Me, Is It Easy? Off of the album Spoon Fed. Sorry, the Henry Nowhere song was off of the EP Not Going Back. Broken Social Scene, Pacific Theme off of You Forget It and People, which used to be my backing track all the time because I had the CD. Where the CD is, no one knows. But everyone is a suspect. I moved and that CD disappeared. I got all kinds of other CDs that I don't want lying around and keep finding those. It's that, Molly's Current Library Book, which up and straight up disappeared, which means children had a hand. A small hand probably had something to do with that book disappearing. And anyway, so that's what we're going to do. I got to go. I'm going to check out of work today and I'm going to look for things. I hope your day will be better. And thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the rest of the great programming we have here at WMFO. And I will see you on the radio next week.